going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Caltrans is trying hard to spread the word about this massive 405 repaving project. What is happening after the tree terror in downtown Los Angeles? Some locals say enough is enough. And we'll tell you about the latest trouble with the water reservoir in the Palisades. It's Thursday, April 24th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Vicki Moore. A massive project to repave the 405 through the Sepulveda Pass. It is getting closer. Caltrans trying to get the word out. They're holding a virtual meeting 6 o'clock this evening, and we've been telling you about this project for a while. It's expected to take 4 years to complete and start within the next few months.
Crazy. It's already insane to drive it down. That's why I don't drive it here. I try to be in this area when there's no traffic.
Still no specific schedule released for the work, but in general, any closures are supposed to happen at night on weekends from 10 o'clock on Friday night to 5 o'clock Monday morning. City leaders talking today about how to replace the trees that someone took a chainsaw to. Cops say the guy is facing felony charges, but they're still not saying why he did it. Some people who live downtown working to revitalize the area told the Times that enough is enough. Seeing this, the tagged high-rises, copper theft, and more, it's just really hurtful and upsetting. As hundreds of people sue the DWP over water issues during the Palisades fire, there is now talk of draining a reservoir again. It was supposed to be fixed, full, and working again by early May. Now the LA Times says that when crews were refilling the reservoir recently, they found more tears and pinhole-sized leaks in the floating cover. The DWP says, as a result, the reservoir will have to be drained again so that crews can fix the cover. The new target date for completion is early June. A senior rep with the DWP calls it a frustrating setback and says the water system for the Palisades is still safe and strong thanks to other resources in the area. New technology could one day prevent destructive wildfires like the Pacific Palisades fire and the one in Altadena, the Eaton fire. Here's Karen Adams.
Google showed off how its fire sat technology works at Pasadena High. The tech giant's Erica Brand says they've sent a fire-detecting satellite into space.
And we've got a proto satellite launched last month, super exciting. And we're going to calibrate over the next year and then really hone that design and launch 3 more next year. And then when there's funding, launch that have 52 of them covering the Earth. And that will give firefighters and fire scientists the most useful information they can get.
She says the satellites will eventually give firefighters information on a fire every 20 minutes.
Firefighters understand, is it a rapidly moving fire or is it contained? It'll help differentiate good fires from the bad, dangerous fires. And with AI, we could also integrate location information for buildings and weather.
Brand says the technology will one day help firefighters detect small fires before they explode into something destructive like the Palisades and Eaton fires. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News 97.1 FM.
LA's Mayor Karen Bass is reacting to news today that the Trump administration has been barred by a federal judge from cutting off funds to sanctuary cities. The mayor talked to our Craig Figner about it.
A U.S. judge has barred the Trump administration from denying federal funds to sanctuary cities that limit cooperation with immigration authorities.
Good. That's absolutely good news. We have been fortunate. We have not been denied any federal funds for any reason. And so, but to hear that cities will not be penalized for taking certain policies is positive news.
The feds are going after a man who killed a young couple in a drunk driving car crash in Orange County, who's set to get out of prison after serving just a third of his prison sentence. He's up for parole in July. U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says he will pursue charges against the man for illegally re-entering the country after being deported twice. One of the victim's fathers told KCAL News that he's never heard of anyone getting out of prison after serving so little of his sentence for killing two teens and being convicted as a criminal and being illegal.
It doesn't matter if he's going to be free. He's going to be free in Mexico, here, in anywhere.
What do you want to see be done?
Him stay in prison. Forever.
The driver pleaded guilty to being drunk and high when he killed the two teens in 2021. He served about 3 years of his 10-year sentence. Plans to move Billy and Tina from the L.A. Zoo to a bigger zoo in Oklahoma may be on hold for at least a month. Here's Pete Demetrio.
Councilman Bob Blumenfield says while experts at the zoo have recommended a transfer to a larger zoo facility in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he's in favor of a transfer to sanctuaries in either California or Tennessee, which have 2,000 to 3,000 acres of living space, and he wants to hear the experts who are city employees defend their decision.
Saying, you know, if you're so certain that this zoo is a better environment, then come prove it. You know, come to us, give us a report, and explain your thinking, not just for me as a council member, but for the public. The public has been concerned about this issue for a very long time, and I think this needs to be a transparent decision so we can all, the council members who represent the public can feel good about it and the public can hear the debate and feel good about it.
Blumenfield is asking for a hearing in mid-May before the Arts, Parks, Libraries, and Community Enrichment Committee and then a discussion before the city council before the transfer of the elephants takes place. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The first round of the NFL draft gets underway this evening, and the Rams are going to honor firefighters and first responders who battled those January fires. The team is holding their draft headquarters at the LAFD Air Ops Center in Van Nuys. The general manager and the head coach, they're going to be there along with other coaches, scouts, and team personnel. We talked to CBS Sports NFL analyst Amy Trask, and she tells us people love the draft.
It's exciting for fans who are into the details of the draft and who predict the draft and who do mock drafts. It's exciting for fans who attend the event. And it's also, pardon the pun, the kickoff of the next football season. Teams are now getting together. They're having voluntary workouts. They're going to have mini camps. And the draft is a big moment in time where we can all start looking to the next season.
The Chargers will pick 22nd. The Rams pick 26th. Coming up, a quick break, and then the smiley face in the sky. It's being called the smiley face in the sky, or a celestial smiley face. It's Venus and Saturn for the eyes and a crescent moon for the smile. Look up in the sky to the east about an hour before sunrise on Friday. And if you miss it, check the socials. Next month, shooting stars will be back with another meteor shower. That's it for the LA Local. I'm Vicki Moore. The LA Local is sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory for all 14 dealerships at LA Car Guy.